Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
All right, Phil has got a lot going on, so let's just get right to it. Phil, how can we help you on Love 'Em or List 'Em today?
I think it's safe to say that my wife and I probably went through the world's most amicable divorce in the history of all divorces. We've been together since college, and, you know, I'll just say our relationship truly just ran its course. You know, we both still love each other, and we're doing everything we can to raise our happy kids together.
That's great.
I'll just say this. When we divorced, we decided we would still spend all the holidays and birthdays together. You know, I think it's important that the kids have a mom in their life and a dad in their life that aren't screaming and bickering at each other, you know. And
yeah.
Sometimes, you know, we spend it with her family and sometimes we spend it with mine. You know, we both dated on and off other people, but nothing really too serious until now. She has this new boyfriend and oddly, my parents are obsessed with him.
Uh-oh.
He's a local celebrity. I'm not going to say who he is, but he's a news anchor.
Oh.
And I didn't realize my parents were such big fans. They've been watching him for years, every day.
Oh, boy. How awkward.
Yeah. We'll give him a nickname. Let's just call him Rick.
Okay.
I don't mind my ex-wife bringing her boyfriend to the holidays. You know, like Easter. It just happened this past weekend, but it seems anytime I talk to my own mom or swing over to my parents' house, they're there without me knowing about it.
Oh.
Yeah. And we had a birthday party for our daughter in January. And Rick talked about how much he loves Lebanese food. And my mother is Lebanese. So the next week, she invited my ex and her new boyfriend over for dinner to make a huge meal.
Wait, just them? You're not invited to any of these things? Just your parents and your ex?
I did not get the invite to that one, I will say.
Hmm.
You know, after they had that dinner, my dad kept telling me that, oh man, son, you screwed everything up by getting a divorce. And, you know, my mom's depressed. She's crying about how I haven't found anybody as great as my ex was.
Oh.
And it's like, dude, are you kidding me? I mean, you know, the other day when I called my mom to check in, she said she couldn't talk because she was having coffee with Rick.
Oh, man.
It's like they've replaced you with Rick.
Yeah, exactly. And it was just the two of them. And yes, I have asked my parents to lay off because, you know, they're my parents.
Yeah, weird. That doesn't change.
Yeah, and you know, at Easter, my mom made Rick a special dessert because she knew he would just love it. Look, I know. Aww. I sound like a jealous teenager, but it's just, it's really gotten annoying. I don't know if I just stop showing up to these things or do I ask my ex to stop bringing her boyfriend around? Like, I don't know. How is it that my parents like my ex-wife more now that we're divorced? It doesn't make sense. I don't know. This might seem like a little thing, but it's really starting to drive me insane.
April is in Burnsville. April, what would you tell Phil on Love 'Em or List 'Em?
Stop showing up.
Oh.
Mm.
Make them miss you.
Oh.
Boy, I've been told that multiple times in my life.
And you never listen.
I never listen. I can't do it. So, Phil, listen up. I'm kidding, April. People some kind of like me.
We love
you. So you would just say stop showing up. Don't be around so much.
And if his mom is part Lebanese and their culture is pretty family close, she's going to miss her son.
Yeah. I would think so, too. Yeah. It's hard to be like, well, fine, I'm not going to come then if they're doing this. But he might have to do that.
Yeah, good point. Thank you so much for calling in, April. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks. Have a good day.
You too. Let's go to Christy in Minneapolis. Christy, what would you tell Phil on Love 'Em or List 'Em?
I'm going to say love 'em. So here's the thing. Your jealousy is super valid. It makes sense that you're feeling that jealousy there. With that being said, they're all grown adults, and you can't control what other people do with their free time. And so while your jealousy is valid, there's no way to control what they do, like if they're choosing to spend time with each other.
Yeah.
That's a valid point.
I know, but it's like it's his parents. You're like,
I mean,
choose
and
me.
Your ex.
Yeah.
But it is. It's your former, you know. It's your former in-laws. You know, you have a relationship and they were together for a very long time. I just, you feel left out and you almost feel silly as an adult saying it, but it's true.
But it's like losing a family. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like you get to be in their family and then you're like, now I'm just cut off from my family.
Well, and then you're like, okay, cool. So I was so awful to you and all the things we did in life that you chose the person not in our family to partner up with. Cool. Neat.
Nice.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Christy, for calling in and listening.
Of course. Love you guys.
Love you right back, Christy. Thanks so much. Have a great day. What are the text messages saying?
Somebody said, just list your parents. It's terrible that they're picking your ex, you know, over you. But who knows if it's even going to last, you know, and don't listen to them about being with the person anymore. You don't need to be. Somebody else just said, you know what? Isn't the only important thing is just being adults, getting along and making sure your kids are happy. You need to suck it up.
Yeah. Okay. So what it sounds like people are saying is you kind of have to suck it up. And I actually do love the advice of like, maybe just sit back, make them miss you and be like, dude, where have you been lately, Phil?
Right. And somebody else said, you know what? Love all of this because the newness is going to wear off. Even if this person is sparkly and is, you know, a local celebrity, It is gonna wear, you know.
And Phil, just text us like where they work so we can just stop watching. Unless it's Channel 5. Of course, we're gonna watch. That would be awkward, wouldn't it? If somebody like this, we're like, wait a minute.
You see him in the cafeteria downstairs. You're like,
and they just keep going on and about on and on about their new family. They're like, God, this new family is great.
We're like, wait, we think we know Phil.
Wait a second. Hold on.
Phil doesn't think so.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your calls and your texts.